Mia Khalifa!
Creep!
Oh my god.
Double.
Oh my god.
Get the rocks.
Yeah.
Abdul?
Yeah. Get the rocks.
Get the rocks.
I think it's probably one of the.
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
What?
Yes!
Oh man, that's good. Fill me up.
In my life experience, I've definitely seen men be more violent towards women, and I haven't ever seen a woman be violent towards her partner.
I've seen girls hit guys and nobody does anything.
I haven't seen that. And what kind of hit? Like a little knock on the shoulder, or like,
I think any hit is unacceptable, and if you hit a man, you should expect to get hit back. Yeah. Why would you hit someone and not expect to get hit back? Men don't have that. Like, why are women special? Like, why do we get a special privilege that men don't get?
You're just a bigot. You can go.
Oh, what makes me a bigot, ma'am or sir? I'm not sure. I didn't misgender you, did I?
Oh, please, go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's not very ladylike.
Oh, now you're fucking misgendering me. Ladylike.
Oh, well, what are you exactly?
None of your fucking business. What are you?
But you said I misgendered you. If I don't know what you are, how can I not misgender you?
When the actual bigots call other bigots, it's completely bollocks. You can't be a victim when you are creating your own victimhood.
Listen, Roseanne, let me ask you the most difficult question in the world, apparently. What is a woman?
How much do I weigh?
No, what is a woman?
A woman is me. A woman is somebody whose breasts hang down to her stomach and who has a prolapsed uterus from giving birth to five ungrateful little bastards who have never had to work for a thing in their goddamn life. That's what a woman is.
You see, people are just out here creating problems that don't even exist. Feminism is like Lori Harvey's die form. Absolute shit.
Show my love.
I'm trying to get my coochie stretched and eat a nigga ass today in London, period.
If she behaved that way in Dubai, she would be in prison for life. And she's one of the people who claim that countries like America are so oppressive, yet this is the way that she conducts herself. I hate to say it, but white people never act this way. And yes, you have black women who are fighting for their lives to stop being associated with this kind of culture, but then Sukiyana the Goat is so loud and so ghetto in using her platform to showcase the worst side of black culture.
Does a person's body count matter in dating?
I personally don't want somebody that anybody can have, because if I'm gonna hold myself accountable and not let anyone have access to me, what's fair in having someone that anyone can have access to?
So, do you think it matters or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, it can.
Do you think it matters more for men or for women?
It matters to men more, for sure, what the girl's body type.
Why do you think so?
Something about a master key and all the locks. I don't know.
I think the expression goes, a key that can open up any lock is
right,
a master
yep.
key, but a lock that can be opened up by 50 keys is a shitty lock.
Andrew Tate who? How about a Andrea Tate? I have never seen a woman spit facts like this before, because the rest of the modern woman, they're out here acting like this.
Meanwhile,
I'm about to bust.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
I'm about to bust.
Yes.
How wrong?
What can you buy with your body count?
I can buy 3 Tesco meal deals.
in the name of the Book of King Bustanut. Section S, Clapolations of Hoology. It states, if she sends and hands out nudes like Thanksgiving Day turkeys, and if she got a body count over the 30s, she might have this disease called herpes.
No such thing as toxic masculinity.
No such thing.
There are toxic people, and those toxic people can be masculine or feminine. But when the man pulls you out of your burning building, you don't give a fuck how masculine he is. There's no two masculine then. Masculinity is masculinity. Femininity is femininity.
There is such thing and as toxic masculinity.
There is no.
The toxic, disavow. Disavow.
So toxic masculinity was a term created in the 1990s when psychologists were trying to study violent offenders in prison. When guys would step on each other's toes and then they would start stabbing each other, it was just a term that was used by those psychiatrists to determine a type of behavior where men would resort to extreme levels of violence for no reason. And then somehow mainstream psychology got a hold of it and became this pop term. There is no such thing as toxic masculinity. There is just masculinity, and then there are some people who are toxic. That has nothing to do with each other. I can show you tons of people who are extremely toxic online, and some of them are masculine and some of them are feminine, but the two are mutually exclusive. The idea of toxic masculinity is to shame men for doing things that other people don't agree with. There is no such thing as toxic masculinity.
Now, gentlemen, now we can understand why Dave Chappelle said this.
You hear women say this all the time.
Chivalry is dead.
Don't you? Don't y'all feel that way? Like men aren't gentlemen anymore? Chivalry is dead, and women killed it. Chivalry got killed by the feminist movement on the magazines that got women going crazy because women got too much advice about men from other women. And they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They'd be in a grocery store, if fellas, you look at one of them magazines, like, what is this? And they say on the cover, 100 Ways to Please Your Man by some lady. Ain't no 100 ways. That list is four things long. Just suckers, dick, papers, balls, and then fix them a sandwich and don't talk so much.
Why do you think more women don't recognize that modern feminism was a sabotage of their life?
I've always said on this podcast,
endless consumerism.
When you lie, women buy. So if advertisers tell you that you're special, no matter how you behave, you're all a 10. Get this makeup. It's going to make you more beautiful. Yep. Love your curves, girl. We lie to women because women are easier to lie to and get to purchase things. Women are impulse buyers. You guys are 80% of the consumer base and you hold 3/4 of the debt. There's a reason why you look at Bud Light, Miller Lite, saying all this stupid shit. What are they doing? They're targeting women, even though their consumer base is men. Which is foolish, but they do that because they know women are easier to trick to purchase things.
Yep.
And women don't really do well with the truth. Have I told every single one of you guys, none of you are a 10. All you ladies over 30 are going to have a significantly harder time finding a man. Your past does matter. Being an OnlyFans girl or being promiscuous is going to fuck your chance of finding a guy. Don't be fat. Be feminine. You guys are all going to look at me and call me an angry misogynist and hate me.
Yep.
But we lie to women because there's more money in lying to women than telling them the truth. Because women can't handle the truth.
Want a man that's definitely going to be able to pay the bills, like take care of me, but I still want to be able to have the option to work and do like my career, have a career and still have kids.
Okay, so you want it all?
Yeah.
Okay, how much money is a man going to need to make to be able to pay all the bills for a family of four?
Probably well over 400K.
What percentage of men in this country make over $400,000?
I would say maybe 2-4%, probably not a lot.
One.
Okay.
1%. So let's go back to what you said. I feel men don't care about what you feel. We think, act, and do.
Mm-hmm.
Men hit the financial street stride between 45 and 55. Are you prepared to marry a man that's 45 years old or older?
No.
So you're a delusional black woman.
About actually, less than 1% of the population is making $400,000 a year. This girl has absolutely no clue how much $400,000 is. I really hope she likes cats.
How are you oppressed?
No, but I'm
in 2023, how are you oppressed? Because I got news for you, honey. If you had a skill set that was worth something to somebody, you would be the richest fucker in here. I have a lot of young black men that follow me. There's no fucking way on earth I'm going to let them believe that they have a lesser chance than anybody else if they just work their ass off. There's no fucking way. I'm not shitting on their dreams like that. I'll be damned. Looking at racism is for broke people.
Black people kill black people. They don't come out and do this crap. The only time they do this crap is when a white person touches them. They're the racist. It's wrong for a white cop to kill a black person, that's for sure. But if it matters, it shouldn't matter at all times.
So what are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? You are not here to fight injustice. You're here to cause drama.
It's not about blacks. I am black. I'm not oppressed. That's I am free.
That's good for you. That's an individual person. What about a systemic issue?
I do what I want. You have the skills. This is a country where you have the skills. You want to do what you want. You do it. Okay. Stop forcing on people to accept that they're oppressed. They are not. I am not oppressed. I am black. Okay. Violence is wrong, period. It's not about blacks. Okay. The blacks kill blacks in black neighborhoods every single day. I've never seen a Black Lives Matter in those neighborhoods. But if a white person kill a black person, Black Lives Matter. Stop the hypocrisy.
Why don't you start?
I'm not carrying anything saying Black Lives Matter. I know I matter.
Not a white person telling a black person how she should feel about black issues. And when this woman said this,
like, I'm not oppressed. That's I am free.
It's not Sunday, but this lady is preaching to the gospel. Amen, sister. She found a way to get her point across to these bigots and idiots. Much respect. She is at another level of intelligence. She is calling out the racism of racism. This woman, she's confident, humble, and not afraid to speak her mind. This is what we call a woman, folks. And on that note, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. And this wonderful lady, she needs to be protected at all cost.
I'm sorry, you know, I'm not going to argue with people that are broker than me about money.
Understood. Yeah, we think.